That last song was A Thousand Distant Suns by Lovely Company, and I forgot to mention, actually, that Lovely Company was one of the, they were the first band to play last week at Shindig, and they were also great, also very lively, you know, got the crowd vibing, and yeah, we really enjoyed them. Next few songs are called All the Daughters by Portico. And something I want to say about Portico is, and I feel like I say this about every band, but Portico is truly probably my favorite Vancouver band that I have discovered. And their last album, entitled First Neighbors, came out in 2009. So, yeah, that was their senior album. And then after that, they didn't come out with anything else. The lead singer for this band is actually a therapist, because I was really intrigued to know what she's doing now. And she actually, I believe, was in another band after this. Let me just make sure that I... Let me fact check real quick. But it was really... It was really interesting to find that out, because actually one of the other artists that I'm going to be playing in this show, I also wanted to see what they're up to, and she's also a therapist, which is really interesting. I can't imagine pursuing therapy and then my therapist being like an artist that I really enjoy listening to. That'd be very interesting. Yeah, so Lynn Heineman was the lead singer for Portico, and she was also, she was the lead singer and guitarist, and she was also the lead singer and guitarist for a band called Drawn Ship, and that band, I believe, put out two albums. And yeah, so I would highly recommend listening to this album in particular, Progeny Blues, All the Daughters, is such an amazing song. And the song after this is called Nothing Holding You by Active Dog.
We'll be right back. well that you almost disappear. You're never happy, never sad, set to a pulse. It's never easy finding out you're just like everybody else. You think there's more, you think there's more, you think there's more. You think there's more, you think there's more, you think there's more, you think there's more. You think there's more, you think there's more, you think there's more, you think there's more. You think there's more, you think there's more, until there's not. And it's all over, it's all over, it's all over, it's all over. This song is over. Oh
That last song was called 33 and a Third by Mia Sherd. And I want to say that the other artist that I was referring to, who also became a therapist, is this artist, Mia. And yeah, I don't know if I should be disclosing this, but it's very highly accessible information online. So I'm not, I didn't like do any digging to find this information. But yeah, that's really cool. And I guess, I don't know, there's something kind of interesting about it that this person who makes like music that I really love, also has like this other side to them. And, you know, it just goes to show that people are not just one thing. They can be many things. Definitely not a hot take, but it is something, I don't know. Like, I guess you wouldn't expect like your favorite band or favorite artist to like be a therapist, or, you know, like that's kind of, that was an interesting reveal for me today. Something that I thought about a lot. The next song I'm going to be playing is called Ride by Nikku and All My Friends Are Dead. Sorry, All My Friends by Dead Pixel. And I hope you enjoy.
Running through a city, driving in. Rolling up.
You were just listening to All My Friends by Death Pixel. And unfortunately, this open mic show is coming to an end. Womp womp womp. So sad. I am so hungry. I am starving. I forgot to eat today. Like I do most days when I'm working from home, which is something that I definitely have to improve on. Because I cannot continue living like this. It's not great, and it's just, you know, a struggle of living with ADHD and remembering to do basic things for your physical and mental health. So that's sort of what I'm grappling with right now. I'm so glad that you joined me here from 1 to 2 p.m. this Tuesday for my open mic show at CJSF 90.1 FM. I have really enjoyed doing live shows for the past few weeks. I've been more on a roll with them, which is really nice, you know, not having to just recycle old content. And I like listening back to my shows and having them sort of as an, like, in an archive of my life, because I've been doing this for quite some time now. And I hope that I can continue to do this for the foreseeable future. Whether on CJSF or another platform. This is definitely not my resignation. I'm acting like I'm retiring. I love CJSF and I would like to stay here for as long as possible. So that's sort of where I'm currently at. I hope that you're able to get outside today, and do something for yourself. Even if it's just, you know, writing in your journal or taking a little walk or calling somebody that you care about or haven't heard from, walking your dog, having a nice treat, baking, you know, there's so many beautiful things that you can do today. What will you choose? The options are endless. I think I'm going to do the long list of things on my to-do list that I have been putting off. So that's number one for me. So that's what I'm doing. It's, you know, always this time of year I'm going broke and I need to figure out my finances, and that's something that's on the forefront of my mind currently. But beyond that, you know, we're living, we're existing. The next song I'm going to be playing for you guys, the last song, is called Gentle Soul by Banui on their album ST. And I hope to see you all next week. This has been Paria. See you next week.